stunningly beautiful. Is on the air, you maniacs. Did you miss me? Did you? You can be honest. And if the answer is no, I'm okay with that, but I missed you. My name is Darian, and I have returned for another week of horror bullshit. Who's this handsome devil sitting across from me?
Where?
Who is this guy?
Where?
It's Buddy, everybody!
Hey!
Buddy's back in the house.
I'm back.
What's up, dude?
Oh, man. Oh, just work.
Just work, as usual.
Yeah.
I don't know why I even ask anymore. The answer is always the same.
Yeah.
Just working. That's all you do.
Yeah, working, but at the same time, it's slow, and when it's really slow, it sucks. It just drags.
I know. Yeah. I know. And once I kind of crossed the rainbow bridge into being a manager and a boss,
yeah,
I've come to realize that my job is not to have a job.
Oh.
My job is just to kind of be there in case something is needed.
Hey, you know, it happens.
That's what I do. I do a lot of Googling of random shit that I think of.
There you go.
During the day. I do a lot of unnecessary Amazon shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I just got fucking Night of the Creeps delivered to my house because...
Nice.
I already own 3 copies of it, buddy.
Oh, well, you know, why not? Have another one.
Yeah, well, this one comes with a slip cover, so...
Oh.
Yeah. There's $49.95 I'm not getting back.
Yeah.
Because I was fucking bored at work is the problem, man.
Wow.
That you just got to be there,
mm-hmm.
just in case somebody says, oh, shit, I need to talk to somebody about a thing.
Thank you, somebody get me off of Amazon.
That's me. I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that. Stupid, man. That's the life of a middle manager there, buddy.
All right.
Yeah. Middle management. Well, we got a regular horror show to get into here, hot dog. We got horror news, listener mail, all that fun shit. You ready for a little horror news?
You betcha.
Horror news.
What do you got there, fella?
Did you watch Wednesday season 1 with Jenna Ortega?
No, but my daughter did 14 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in season 2, Steve Buscemi is going to join the team.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't know too much about the season 2 at the moment, but Jenna Ortega has promised that the new season will be bolder and darker than the first season of the series.
Okay.
Yeah, she says, "We've decided we want to lean into the horror more."
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
I don't particularly feel the need to watch it.
Yeah, I saw the first season. It was good, but
it
wasn't dark enough.
No, it seems very tweeny.
Yes.
Which is fine. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my gig, but my daughter loved it, so
yeah.
I'll take her word for it.
Gateway horror classic, The Gate. Remember that movie?
I do.
All right. Well, it returns to life with Blu-ray Steelbook in May.
Oh, keep your panties on, Jason Harrell.
So, you know, while you're out there waiting on something to do,
I will probably round up The Gate, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it comes up May 14th with a brand new Blu-ray Steelbook released from Lionsgate. It comes feature fresh with Steelbook artwork.
I believe Stephen Dorff is the same height that he was in that movie.
Probably.
Except now he smokes cigarettes. So basically looks exactly the same as he did in The Gate.
Right.
That's a silly movie. You've seen The Gate.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Dude, I had a... The dead construction worker in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
That used to scare the piss out of me. Because, you know, I don't know what's in the walls of these places.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shit. I wasn't too scared of the little guys.
No. Because
I thought I'll just kick those little shits right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But the dead construction worker that's walled up in the drywall, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, have you had enough Jurassic Park or Jurassic World?
No.
No? All right. Well, the next installment of Jurassic World franchise is taking shape with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
And in talks to lead the cast of the next installments of summer 2025. Guess who else is joining the cast?
You got Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to say probably another one of the Avengers. I'll go Chris Pratt.
Jonathan Bailey.
Who the hell's that?
No idea.
Okay. Not one of the Avengers.
That was a trick question.
Okay.
Yeah, so it returns to theaters on July 2nd next year. So all stay right. tuned for more. The movie is expected to usher in a brand new Jurassic era with Jurassic World cast members Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard not expected to return.
Oh, that's all right.
And don't expect the original trilogy's Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill. Either.
I wasn't.
Yes.
Okay.
So, the new Jurassic World, from what we gather, plans to take the franchise in a new direction with plot details under wraps.
Ghost dinosaurs.
Ghost dinosaurs. In space. And did you ever get a chance to watch Immaculate?
I have not.
Me either.
I heard good things.
Yes, I heard good things too. And it's now available at home.
Okay.
It made $21 million at the worldwide box office. Neon's new horror movie, Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has a surprise release at home this week. Beginning today, Immaculate is now available for digital purchase, $19.99, and rental, $9.99. We've also learned that the film is coming to Blu-ray and DVD on June 11th this year.
All right. All right.
I really want to check it out because since, you know, there's been some good things said about it.
Okay.
And she's hot.
She is definitely hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to rent it for $10.
No. That seems awfully high for a rent.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wait for a Blu-ray release. I'll buy the Blu-ray. You can borrow it.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
That's. I think that's the best way to go about it. And, I mean, I got enough fucking Blu-rays here. If it sucks, then... Half the Blu-rays I have suck, and they just look good on my shelf.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. I got Zombie Lake down there, for Christ's sakes. That movie is dog shit. Dog shit, buddy!
But it's there on the collection.
The box art looks fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenally.
All right, that's all I got. What do you got?
Okay, buddy. Now, let me ask you this. Are you a Blair Witch guy? Do you like the Blair Witch?
I'm on the fence. Like, I like some of it. I don't like a lot of it.
I got something that's you're probably not going to like.
Okay.
Blumhouse and Lionsgate are joining forces for a Blair Witch remake.
What?
It's a remake of the Blair Witch.
The very first one.
They're just calling it the Blair Witch.
Okay.
Not Blair Witch Project, not Book of Shadows, not Blair Witch, just the Blair Witch.
Okay.
But they are calling it a remake. So,
okay,
I'm not too excited about it.
No,
to be honest with you. Okay, so I rewatched a more recent Blumhouse movie this week. We'll get to that. And what are you looking at?
Uh huh.
I think I'm fucking done with Blumhouse. Be honest with you. What have they done for me lately? Insidious, The Red Door.
The Red Door.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been a steady stream of crap.
Mm-hmm.
How many more Purge movies are we going to get before somebody shoots himself in the face?
Right.
And by somebody, I mean me. I'll reserve judgment if they put a trailer together that looks interesting.
Yeah, I'd want to take a look at the trailer.
Chances are they're just going to have three chicks out there.
And, I'm so sorry.
Well, no, they're going to have a lesbian encounter.
Oh.
And then, actually, that might be all right.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might buy it in that case.
Well, hold on now. Let's not close the book on this. Oh, crap, man. What else we got here? I know you didn't think you needed this, but I'm going to tell you that you do.
Oh.
Even though I don't know how many books you read in a given year.
Mm-hmm.
But Chopping Mall.
Yes.
The novelization coming out this year.
Wow.
Why?
Picture art?
Probably not.
Oh.
You wanted to, you liked watching the boobies bounce?
Well, you know, if you flip the pages fast enough.
Maybe. You like seeing Barbara Crampton's naked nipples? Now you can read about them. I don't know why. Of all the movies to make into a novelization.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's not the one that I would go with.
No.
I would read a Hereditary novelization.
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty much any A24, Pie Wacket.
Oh, yeah.
I would read a Pie Wacket novelization. Mm-hmm. Chopping Mall? Chopping Mall. All right. Whatever. What else we got here? Filming has officially wrapped on Terrifier 3.
Oh.
Have you seen Terrifier 2 yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my friend. The main actress in that one.
I hear she's smoking.
She is something. And she gets into a fun little angel Valkyrie cosplay situation.
Oh,
it is something to see.
Okay.
What else we have here? Ah, speaking of remakes, I'm on the fence about this one because now they're touching some sacred ground for the D-Man. Glenn Powell is starting another adaptation of Stephen King's The Running Man.
Oh, well.
Now, The Running Man.
I liked it.
That's a movie that's very near and dear to my heart, buddy. I need Sub-Zero. I need Buzzsaw.
Oh, man.
Fireball. Dynamo. Mm. I need the hunt. What did they call them? Stalkers?
What, I don't know.
They weren't gladiators, no. But they were similar.
Basically like that, yeah.
Yeah. I need those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Lastly, here's something else I'm not very excited about. Or I might be. I don't know. Nia DaCosta is in talks with Paramount to direct 28 Years Later. A third installment in the 28 days
and weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. I'd like to see that franchise revisited.
Years later, that's quite a lot.
We skip months.
Yeah. What happened to that one?
Months into
maybe years. They'll do jump back in there
and do one of those sandwich moves.
Yeah, and then they'll go into decade.
So here's the problem I have: Nia DaCosta. I wasn't furious at her Candyman movie.
Right.
But there was some shit there that I really didn't like. Namely, she shit all over the source material.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that's what she might be looking
Hopefully
to do.
Hopefully not.
I don't know, man. I'll probably check it out either
way. Oh, yeah.
I'm not totally furious at Candyman. It just... How do you make...
It could have been better.
How do you make a Candyman movie without Daniel Robitaille? He's the Candyman. You try to make it this revolving door of racial injustice. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, but the Candyman is Daniel Robitaille, and you reference Daniel Robitaille in the movie, but then we're going with this 1970s Candyman guy with a weird, what do you call that, little pincher thingy? He doesn't have a hook. He's got one of those, it's like a...
not antennas.
I believe they're called nose pickers.
Okay.
Put them up your nose like that. I don't know, dude. I didn't care for that. That's all we got on the horror news, man. You ready for some listener mail?
Let's do it.
Listener mail.
Yes, sir. We got emails and voicemails and all kinds of fun shit going on here, buddy.
Hmm.
Well, why don't we start things off on the email side? All the way from Sydney, Australia, here comes Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Dummies of Horror. You know him. You love him. Don't act like you don't. You're not better than the Dummies of Horror. So don't even start with that. All right? Get off your high horse, whoever you are. Go listen to Dummies of Horror.
Yes.
Subject line, what's up? Hey, Darian, and maybe Buddy, if we've been good. how's things with you? I've been great, thanks for asking. Just wanted to come in with a hello since it's been a while. I've been celebrating Rawhead Rex's win for a while now, and I think I've damaged my brain, but it's back to work until the next Terra Dome. Speaking of Terra Dome, when's the next one starting? First week in June. Tim, as usual, we're going to go back to the old format with all the old competitors, because... That last one didn't work out the way that I hoped it would.
Yeah, Tim won.
Yeah. Me and Rawhead Rex running away with it. So three on a meat hook. Looks like I'm going to be a basic bitch here, but I can't go past these three zombidies. Number three, Zombieland. Number two, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Number one, Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. That's it for me this week. Hope you guys are great. Love you always. XOXOXO. Tim. Thanks for writing in, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
What is your favorite zombie of all time, buddy?
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead? You're going with that one?
Yeah.
I like Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse better.
I might have to revisit that. It's been a while since I've seen it.
I think the humor is just funnier.
Okay.
For me. Right on. Thanks for writing in, Tim. We got some voicemails coming in here. All right, let's kick things off with our main man in Alabama. Alan's in the house.
Hey, Alan.
Boom, what's up?
What's up, Alan?
Everybody's doing well. Again, another solo show. That's fine. I enjoy those.
Well, thank you very much.
Mr. Darien, I know what you are this time.
Come on.
Your Burial Ground Nights of Terror.
You got
That movie's something else.
It is.
All right, so Meat Hook, zombie comedies.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm going to go Zombieland.
Okay.
Love that movie.
That's a good show.
Number two, I'm going to go Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And number three, I'm going to go Dead Alive. I'm watching the Hopewell Haunting. It is just like you described it. I'm really enjoying it. And finally, Festival of the Living Dead.
What do you think of that?
That is not one of the Soska sisters' finest. They didn't write it, and I feel like it lacks in the budget, but most of their stuff has been low budget, but
it's
I almost
true.
Feel like maybe they went too ambitious for the budget.
Okay.
I'm not sure. The last 10 minutes are cool.
Okay.
What
about the first 80?
Self-immolated cripple.
Okay.
That was cool.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Badass 9-year-old.
All right.
But if you watch the last 10 minutes, you've seen the best part of it. And the Soskas do have a cameo.
Of course.
Yeah. There are a couple chicks at the little party thing or festival. It's almost like blink and you miss it.
Oh.
And it's on Tubi.
Yeah.
So all I wasted was time.
All right.
That's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later.
Right. Bye. On, Alan.
Thanks
for
Alan.
Calling in. I wasn't that excited for Festival of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
I saw the trailers. It, I don't know. I like the Soska sisters, but they make a certain style of horror film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call it. It's not comedy. It's not like over-the-top gore, but when you're watching a Soska movie, you generally know you're watching a Soska movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rabid, American Mary, Dead Hooker in a Trunk. They all feel very much like Soska films.
Mm-hmm.
From what I saw of Festival of the Living Dead, it didn't look like a Soska movie.
Right.
It looked like some kind of a corporate, like they bought the rights to the Soska name so they could put it on there and make a few extra bucks or something. I don't know. I could be completely off base. I will get around to it at some point there, Alan. I wasn't too excited about it. That's why I haven't jumped on it yet. Let's get over to Anderson, Indiana. Coop Newcomb in the house.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Cooper.
Hi. I hope I got this call in time.
You did.
Yeah.
Man, I've had a lot going on today.
Whoa.
So I forgot it was Tuesday.
How dare you?
Taking the day off.
What?
What?
Anyway, I think it was the Three on a Meat Hook.
Sir.
Top zombie comedies. Number, I'm just shooting from the hip here.
Okay.
Probably, I don't know, gonna go with number three, maybe Zombieland.
Okay.
The first one.
Sure.
It was good. I liked it when it came out.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Number two, absolutely Shaun of the Dead. I think that was one of the greater ones.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Number one. What would I pick for number one?
That's a tough one.
Damn. I don't know.
Okay.
Those two were the first two that come to mind. Number one, who would I pick? Oh, no, I'm shooting a blank.
Okay.
I haven't heard of that
one.
You want to call us back?
Does Bubba Hotep count as a zombie?
More of a mummy.
I know he was like a mummy, which is kind of a zombie.
No, not really.
Darien.
No. No.
Mr. Bender of the rules.
Get fucked.
Wait, that's all I got. I hope you guys have a good night. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Coop.
So I think he gave us his top two.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to figure out a third one.
Number three.
Yeah.
I mean, if number one is that hard to figure out, then is it really your number one?
Right.
I don't think so. Right on, man. Thanks for calling in, Coop.
Thanks.
Get your fucking act together next time. Calling here. Right on, dudes. You got anything for Cooper, Tim, or Alan there, buddy?
Oh, no. Thanks for calling and writing in.
Yes, sir. Love you guys. Mm-hmm. Mental Health Hotline, area code 775-387-0275, or get us on the regular old email. Just go to paddedroompodcast.com and hit the contact link. It'll bring you right to us. In the meantime, it's showtime.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that modern life is not for you? Do you do the same dead-end job every day? Is your love life dying on its feet?
To a wonderful mom.
Oh. Have you ever felt that you're turning into...
Say hello.
A zombie. Maybe you're not alone.
Pick said.
Although no one official is prepared to comment, religious groups are calling it Judgment Day.
It is vital that you stay in your homes. Avoid all physical contact with the assailants.
So, what's the plan?
Bash him in the head, that seems to work out.
Why have we got to go to Lizzie?
Because I love her.
All right, gay.
Wait there.
Hold it there.
Yeah, buddy, it's Shaun of the Dead from 2004. This son of a bitch got 7.9 stars on IMDb.
Hold on, let me give it a quick 10, see if it goes up any.
Directed by Edgar Wright, written by Simon Pegg. Stars, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, and Kate Ashfield. It's got an R rating, buddy. This one pretty much, I feel like, jump-started the zombie comedy subgenre.
Yeah.
We've seen some good ones. We've seen some bad ones. This one probably. I'm not gonna say it's my favorite, but it definitely set a precedence.
Yes. So for me, the first time I watched it, obviously there was nothing like this around. You know, really. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely went apeshit over this movie. I'm like, this is the most awesome movie. I watched it again. You know, it's like every time I watch it, it's still my favorite.
Yeah.
But it's like, with all these other ones coming out, it's like, okay. You know, it's still my favorite, mostly because this is what started most of all these coming out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hold that, oh my God, this is awesome factor to me. But it's still one of my favorite films. I love watching this movie.
Yeah, totally. Definitely top three for sure, if not top two. What I find is that the more I watch it, the less the humor hits for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty funny, you know. It takes us back to the loser days that we all went through.
Yes.
It was shacking up with some fucking ass wipes that can never seem to get along. It's reminiscent of What We Do in the Shadows. Except these are loser roommates in a zombie apocalypse. Those are loser vampire roommates.
Right.
But it's the same loser roommates that aren't going to do the fucking dishes.
Yeah, it reminds me of college days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or in my case, right when I got out of the Corps days.
Yeah, right.
And then it was just like, find my old high school friends and...
hang out.
They just fucking crash, and that's where I'll be until somebody kicks me out.
Let's play some video games.
That's where I'm going to be, I guess. So we start off in London, buddy, and we basically get a snapshot of Sean and his day-to-day routine. He works at a appliance store, but the build-up to that is basically loser 20s life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's got a couple of roommates. They hate each other. Sean is the go-between between the two of them.
Yeah.
You have Ed, who's a big fat loser, and then you have David, I think his name was.
I think so.
And he's still a loser, but he's like...
You know, little more together.
He's got it together, but he's a real cock about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sean is like the middle guy who's like kind of moving in the right direction, but still likes to hang out with his best friend, Ed, who's a mm-hmm. total loser.
Yeah.
And just like the rest of us, he's got a girlfriend that he loves and should pull the trigger on, but he mm-hmm. won't because that takes effort and money, which he doesn't fucking have.
Right.
You know? But going through this routine with Sean, we kind of get like a pre-zombie apocalypse of like a weird consumer corporate.
I love that.
Zombie apocalypse. Because yes. Everybody, even though nobody's a zombie yet, they all act like zombies.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like staring blankly out the window on the bus. And it's England, so everybody's extremely pale
uh-huh.
and look like they're all having an allergy attack for some yeah. reason. And they're all just kind of mindlessly going about their business, buying the paper, getting on the bus, getting off the bus, walking to an office,
mm-hmm.
staggering around the office for 8 hours, getting yes. back on the bus. It's kind of reminiscent of my life now that I think about it. If there was like a poor schmuck that was staggering around a flag football field,
oh yeah,
that would be me.
Yeah, no sense of urgency anywhere.
No, nothing. nothing at all. And Sean is doing the exact same thing.
Oh, know? Yeah.
He's just as miserable. We cut to that day at the office. A couple of his managers have called into work, so he's running the show. He's got a team of teenage fuckfaces that don't really want to be there,
mm-hmm.
and they don't really care what Sean has to say about anything, so fuck him anyway.
Yeah.
And
seniority, that was funny.
Because you're old as shit. I'm 29.
Yeah.
Now, in my defense, and I think all of our defenses, most of our loser fuckface roommate days
were over by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 25.
Yeah.
I was out of
pushing
there.
It. Yeah.
And that was a little, that might be a little generous, but 25 max. He's 29 and he's still doing this shit.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe it's time to get it together there, Chauncey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, whatever. His stepdad stops by and reminds him that
I forgot he was in this.
Oh yeah, Bill Nye.
Yeah, love him.
That's Victor from yeah. Underworld.
Uh huh.
Bill Nye shows up and he's like, "Good evening." He's got that Bill Nye voice.
Oh yeah.
"Good evening, Sean. I understand you are to be seeing your mother this month." You cannot help but think of Victor from Underworld.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is all this racket?
Racket.
He's going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
He's looking to hunt some lichens and yell at Sean about getting a better job. He's like, "Yeah, you got to come see your mom because it's time for your bi-monthly stop by." And he's like, "Ah, shit. All right." So he gets some flowers for his mom, and then he remembers, "Oh, fuck, we got a big date with the girlfriend. Her name is Liz. And we promised we would make reservations at the upscale restaurant, be very romantic." And, of course, he completely fucked that off.
Oh, yeah.
So instead, he decides to take Liz to his favorite pub, the Winchester.
It looked like a cool pub.
It looked like an armpit.
I don't know.
It's very reminiscent of several Reno bars that I have to go to on a daily basis okay. for yeah, my job.
You would know.
I would, yes. And by that, I don't just mean like the bar itself. I mean the people in it.
I love the whole fact of the name of the place and the Winchester on the...
Yeah, I
mean, that was pretty
that's
cool.
That's kind of cool. That's yeah. a little point for originality mm-hmm. there. Yeah, as Buddy alluded to, there is a legit Winchester rifle mounted above the bar. But this is England. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to have guns, so nobody knows how to use the fucking thing.
I know.
Which is pretty comical,
yes.
actually. We'll get to that in a second, mm-hmm. though. So they end up at the Winchester, and Ed's there, and Liz brings her two friends, Dave and Diane, and basically the whole thing breaks into a yell at Sean kind of a scenario where He needs to get a better job. He needs to quit hanging around the Winchester.
Yeah. Take me to the movies.
Do something besides sit around this loser fucking bar.
I get that.
Me too. I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
You know? There's not even a video game arcade there.
No.
There's literally nothing. There's a pool table and a bunch of crusty old fucking shit bags.
And a jukebox.
And a jukebox, which will come into play later.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Like I said, just like any number of Reno bars that I have to go to.
Are there jukeboxes at these other bars?
There's one at the Vassar Lounge, I can tell you that.
Ah.
There's one at Harry's Watering Hole. There's one at Fireside. There is one at the Fay. There's one...
I would love to have a jukebox.
I would, yeah. But only... Well, I mean, really all you need at this point is a Bluetooth speaker.
True.
Just plug your phone.
You can play whatever
it.
The fuck you want.
Same thing. Yeah. Same fucking thing. You know, Spotify account. All right.
Anyway.
Anyway. They make Sean feel like a real piece of shit, which mm-hmm. he kind of should. Next day, Sean goes to Lizzie's apartment, and she breaks up with him. And that's that. And that sucks. And he's heartbroken, so...
Well, you know, when you screw up a reservation and you want to go back to the Winchester?
Yeah. Bad idea, man.
Yeah.
You fucked up. Liz breaks up with him. Sean's all heartbroken, so naturally he goes and tells Ed. Ed's like, well, fuck her anyway. Let's go to the Winchester and get hammered, which is exactly what they do.
Yeah.
From there, they go back to the apartment. At this point, the penis tip of the zombie apocalypse has been inserted.
It's going around them.
Yes. It's not really full-on penetration.
No.
But we're playing just the tip with it. Because as they're walking home from the pub, they're seeing zombies on the street.
Yeah, the homeless dude.
Yes. But they're not running and wanting to tackle you and eat your face zombies.
Yeah.
These are more like the stand around and hope.
That you saw at the beginning of the movie. Just
yeah,
people.
Pretty much. They're on their way to work, really.
Yeah.
These are more of the stand around and hope you come to them zombies.
Right.
They get back to the apartment there where I guess they are budding DJs because they've got a whole Mixmaster set up.
Oh, yeah.
And this pisses Dave right off, who comes out and yells at Ed. But this is where we find out that Dave has been bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bandage on his hair and he's like, go to sleep, you fucking losers. It's 4 a.m. And he's like, oh, well, all right then. Sorry.
I just got robbed and some asshole bit me.
Yeah. What happened to your hand? Oh, okay. Fuck. So then they finally crash out and go to bed. Next morning they wake up, full-on zombie apocalypse.
They're still clueless.
Yeah, but because they're kind of just corporate zombies already, Ed is just running on autopilot. So he just lazily walks to the corner store, gets an ice cream for Ed and a soda, walks back. There's zombies. Cars are flipped over.
I liked how when he bought his soda, he let the money on there. I owe you 10 cents or whatever it was.
And
walks off.
That's
like,
fine.
You can't do that.
I guess in England.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, more of
serious
an honor.
Truck. Well, obviously he goes there every day.
Yeah,
so
more of an honor system type of thing. Gets back and they're like, he gets back and he sees Ed looking out the window. And he's like, hey, Ed, here's your ice cream. And he's like, there's a girl standing in our backyard. And they're like, well, what? And then they go and they look out the window and there's literally a girl just kind of facing the fence in the backyard. So they go out there and they're like, hey, what are you doing in the backyard there? And she turns
Nothing.
Around. She's a zombie. Full-on zombie.
What was it that what was it that Ed threw at her? Was that like an acorn
or
something?
I think it was something?
A
rock or something.
Oh, a rock. Yeah. That was so funny.
Stupid. All right. Finally, she turns around, and they're like, oh, she's hammered.
Yeah, she's hammered, yeah.
Drunk.
They're all laughing about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and she, like, starts staggering towards him. She kind of tackles Ed and Ed, or no, tackles Sean. Ed runs inside and gets a camera.
Yeah, that was priceless. I love it.
See, you don't get that anymore because everybody's got an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a little selfie there with
you
Ed
know what?
And the zombie.
Even if they did that with these new films and pull out an iPhone, I still think that would be hilarious.
That's a good one. Yeah. A little bit of a tussle, and then Sean pushes her off of him, and she impales herself on an umbrella stand.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit!
Mm-hmm.
But then she just kind of gets back up and starts walking towards him again.
Yeah.
Like, let's get inside! So they run inside. Unfortunately, there's a big fat zombie now inside also, So they grab a bunch of stuff and run back outside to the backyard, mm-hmm. and they just start throwing these random household items at the zombies.
Yeah.
I don't think they hit them once.
No.
They just kind of whip them past them.
Yeah, which made it even funnier.
Yeah. The record that Dave threw out the window the previous night, they find out there, and they whip it at the fat one, and it, like, shatters, and a shard goes up into his eyeball.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, records. So they run back inside and come back out with a box of records. But now they got to flip through the records to see which ones they want to keep and which ones are good to throw.
Which is exactly what you should do, because you don't want to get rid of the really good ones.
Those might be worth something.
Yes. So, yeah. I would have done the same thing. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm in a rush. Well, he's moving kind of slow. Yeah. Keep this one.
Put the Insane Clown Posse back. I'm sure there's a fucking soundtrack in there I can get rid of. But anyway, it, of course, does nothing. Eventually, they're like, okay, they managed to lock the zombies out, which is good. Oh, no, there's a tool shed in the back.
Yes.
So they go back in, they check the tool shed. They find a cricket bat and a shovel.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's hit them in the head. So they run out there and start hitting them in the head.
Yeah, and what kind of shovel was that? It was like really short.
Yeah, it was like a
hiking shovel?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was weird.
But they run out there and start beating the zombies with the bat and the shovel, and that's when they realize you got to damage the brain to kill the zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now they run back inside, turn the TV on. The TV's all telling them to stay in place and, you know, board up the windows and everything. But, of course, Sean is like, no, we've got to go check on me mum.
Yeah. Well, and then that one newscaster said something about, you got to take off the head or kill him in the brain, yes, or something like that.
Which they
like
kind
repeatedly
of figured out. Like, okay, well, how are we going to go check on your mom? So then they got to come up with a plan. So they realize, though, that Dave never went to work because his car is still outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. So they kind of tentatively, like, stand at the bottom of the stairs and they're like, Dave! Dave up there! Nope. Okay. He's not up there.
No.
So they're like, okay, well, we'll take Dave's car. We'll go pick up my mom. Then we'll go around to Liz's place, rescue Liz, and then we'll shelter in place at Liz's place. And then they're like, I don't know about that. We got to go somewhere familiar where we know the exits and there's food and water. The Winchester.
Yeah.
Go around mom's.
All those different scenarios that played off. I love how they do those.
Yeah, like quick
little. Yeah, quick little zippy-doo-doo-dahs. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is the one we're going to do out of all these three different scenarios.
I mean, I guess it does kind of theoretically make the most sense. There's a gun there. We know that.
Yeah, but, well, they don't know if it actually works.
That's true. There's some speculation there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the plan. So they go up to steal Dave's car, find Zombie Dave in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Okay. Just grab the keys and run. And he's naked, too, I think, which is kind of worse.
Yeah.
They get in the car. Ed's driving. They go peeling around the corner. He's got like I think it was a Corvette. So he's got a nice car.
Yeah, it was a nice car.
They go peeling around the corner, and they plow through a bunch of zombies, and then eventually they get to Mum's house. Get in there, and we find Phil, the stepdad, has been bit.
Yes.
Shit. Well, we know where that's going.
Yeah, Sean's not too worried. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that. Sorry about your luck there, Phil. But okay, we round them up. Now we got to go check on Liz. So Ed has managed to total Dave's car in the time it took Sean to go inside and round them up.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he did it on purpose because he just wanted to drive Phil's Jaguar.
Right.
Which, I don't know what the big...
Could he actually drive, though? Maybe it wasn't on purpose.
I'm sure he did, like, a racing game on his PS2 at some point. Same thing, really.
Right.
Anyway, they get in the Jaguar, pile in there, go hauling ass to Liz's place.
Mm-hmm.
Get to Liz's place. They all wait in the car while Sean has to like climb up the side of the building because they won't buzz him in. He climbs up there. They let him in. He's like, hey, zombie apocalypse. We're going to get the fuck out of here. And Diane and Dave are there. And there's like this running subplot about Dave being in love with Liz but not wanting to admit it. Diane and Sean have always known it because they see like the way he looks at her and always agrees with her and stuff.
See, I wouldn't even have thought of this in this movie because it didn't seem like it was even near going this way. It was just like, yeah, they're just, he's just a prick.
Yeah.
You know, but I wouldn't even have thought this whole love story between those two if they didn't say it.
I think we just needed to really hammer home the fact that he was a prick.
Yeah.
Like
that's what they should have done.
I feel like a zombie apocalypse will turn a decent dude into a prick. A
piece of shit, yeah.
Like, kind
of
like a Negan complex kind of thing. But we wanted to make sure that we knew he was a son of a bitch.
Or just turn him into a total pansy, one of the two.
Yeah.
I can do!
By the way, Dave looks like Harry Potter if he dropped out of college.
Yes, yes.
Wait, is that what everybody in England looks like?
Right.
Harry Potter's. Anyway.
And the place that they were at, to me, was the safest.
Probably, but how are you going to get Mom up there? Sean had to climb up, is the thing.
Hurry up and buzz them in somehow.
I don't know. Anyway, he convinces Liz and her friends to go with them. So they run downstairs, pile into the Jag. So now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people, right? Piled into this little two-seater Jag.
Yeah.
And off they go, trying to get to the Winchester. They get going pretty good. Unfortunately, this is the part where Phil turns, but not until he gives Sean a very heartfelt talk about, I always loved you, Sean.
Yeah.
What is this racket?
Racket.
What are you doing with a cricket bat, Sean? I should just be a Bill Nye impersonator.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Celine! You will not be shown a single ounce of leniency. Damn it!
Now do him talking to Arnold.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know if I'm that level of talent. What are you doing, Bill Nye? We have to get out of here. We're going to the Winchester. All right, stop it right now.
Anyway,
this is stupid.
No, I paid money for this. Put this on the Patreon account. That's what it is. All these voiceovers.
The Adventures of Bill Nye and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I think we're on to something.
Oh, you're stupid. No, Arnold, we will not be doing that. All right, buddy. Unfortunately, this is where Philip turns into full zombie, which sucks because they're all piled in there. Ed just pulls over and jumps out of the car, but they left the child locks on the rear two seats.
That was hilarious.
So everybody's like trying to climb over each other to get away from zombie Philip. Luckily, Diane runs around and lets them out. But now Zombie Philip is trapped in the Jaguar, and we can no longer use the Jaguar, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to go like fence hopping to get to the Winchester.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty cool, because like half the fences just collapse when you try to hop them.
He goes and jump, and it falls over.
Boom!
It's about like any of these fences in Reno.
I know, right?
Fucking
old as shit. That's great. We get a couple of fences in, and then unfortunately, we get into the backyard of one house, and Mum decides that she knows these people.
Yeah.
But they're zombies. So mm-hmm. they come out, and there's a little bit of a tussle. And because Mom is the last person to hop the fence, because they're all kind of going in line, they get like two fences away before they realize that Mom's not there. So Mom screams, Sean goes hopping back over the fences and gets himself into a tussle with this bathrobe zombie.
Yeah.
Bad news, well, we'll get to that in a second. Good news, they managed to kill the bathrobe zombie. No help to Ed or Dave, who just stand there watching the whole time.
Yeah.
But now, once we get over that fence, we realize that there is like a sea of zombies. This was the last fence we had to jump to get to the Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a carpet of zombies between us and the Winchester. So luckily, Diane happens to be a failed actress. So she's going to give us some
ad hoc
acting lessons
yeah.
on how to impersonate a zombie. So that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do our best zombie.
Everybody practice.
All right. Practice round. And she's like, no. You need to feel the zombie.
You need to be the zombie. You are the zombie.
Your motivation is you're dead, but you're still kind of hanging around. So they kind of impersonate the zombies as they kind of saunter up to the front door of the Winchester. Unfortunately, they get there and it's locked.
Yeah. So, as expected, I would think.
I would imagine. Sean tries yelling into the mail slot. Hey, anybody in there? Let me in. It's me, Sean. Come on, let me in. Which is now attracting zombies because mm-hmm. that's not very zombie-like behavior. At this point, Dave has like a little bit of a freak out and he just grabs a garbage can and throws it through the window of the Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty stupid. I don't know what the point of that was.
No.
Because now you have a broken window. Even if you do get in, which you can. No,
they can get in.
They can get in also. Luckily, Sean to the rescue, he hops up on the windowsill and he's like, hey, all the zombies, come on, follow me. And he goes hauling ass off to the side while the rest of the group makes their way into the Winchester. Now, just before they made it into the Winchester, though, they came upon another group of survivors led by an old friend of Sean's, Yvonne.
Good. I love this.
This could have been our sequel.
Yvonne, man. Dead, right? Yeah.
Let's find out what happened with them. Yvonne's there. She's got her boyfriend, two other random friends, and her loser cousin, and they're all dressed identical.
Exactly the same.
To Sean and his group.
Beanie with the beanie.
Yep.
Shirt with the shirt.
Fat guy with a fat guy.
Yeah. Yvonne of the Dead.
Yvonne and her group were headed to a military checkpoint on the outskirts of town. Sean and his group obviously were headed to the Winchester to try mm-hmm. to ride this thing out. So that's pretty good. They get in there. Everybody's like, great, we made it inside. Now what do we do? What happened to Sean? I don't know. It's been like 20 minutes. He's probably dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're going around looking for supplies, and they find like a bunch of stale beer nuts. And we get into a little pissing match between Ed and Dave. Because Dave wants to leave, but Ed's like, no, we're waiting for Sean. And Liz wants to wait for Sean. And eventually, Sean just kind of rolls back in. He's like, mm-hmm. hey, I made it. Like, holy shit, how did you get back here? You know, I slipped the zombies and came right back. Wasn't that hard? Sure, pal. Sure. Whatever you say.
Right.
But that's the good news, though, is that we seem to be good here. As long as we don't make too much noise, we leave the lights off, which isn't a problem because the power's out.
Mm-hmm.
And we drink some warm beer and shots and eat some peanuts and just kind of wait for help to arrive, hopefully.
Right.
All right. That's good news. So waiting. Eventually night falls. Drinking. Ed's doing his famous impression of a orangutan. And then, unfortunately, something happens. I think the jukebox came on, didn't it?
Yeah, they wanted light in there, so they're turning on some power to have that's light.
Right. Yeah.
And then by doing that, the jukebox came on. And then, what's his face? Ed was playing something, and like, oh, no, we got to hurry up and turn it down. And so they turned off everything, not the power switch.
Right.
And then so it got quiet, and all of a sudden, boom, the jukebox came on.
That's right. And then all the
lights. Random. That was a whole random thing.
The exterior lights started flickering also. Yeah,
just trying to figure out all of them.
Yeah, and just drawing every. Oh, there was the bartender was in there the whole time.
Yes.
He came around. He's a zombie now.
He's a zombie, yeah.
And we get into a fun little choreographed beatdown situation with the pool sticks. They're all beating
to
him.
The music of the jukebox,
beating him and hopping and beating him, beating him and hopping. That's one confused zombie right there.
Right.
Holy shit, I'm in a music video.
Yeah, so if we ever have a zombie apocalypse, we gotta try this.
We're gonna get a routine together.
That's right. With the music.
We're gonna rehearse it a few times.
That's right. And then hit dance. That's hit right. Dance. Hit dance.
All right, buddy. For real this time. All right, so now we have a problem. And all of the zombies that followed Sean away have found their way back, so now the place is completely surrounded, unfortunately. Yes. What happens from here is some pretty stupid shit, but it's kind of funny. They do get the Winchester rifle down, and they find some bullets for it. Again, this is England. Nobody knows how to use a gun. So they're like, okay, well, you shoot. I don't know how to shoot. Well, okay, well, you shoot anyway, and I'll help you. Well, how are you going to help me? I don't know. And then this is unfortunately where we find out that Mum actually got bit by the bathrobe zombie, mm-hmm. unfortunately. She's been hiding it this whole time, and it's about showtime for Mum. Make a long story short, the zombies get in. They almost immediately eat Dave in a very Captain Rhodes kind of a way.
Yeah.
They pull him halfway out of the bar through the window, and then they just pull him completely apart.
Yeah.
Which was very reminiscent.
Limb by limb.
Yeah, very reminiscent of Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Diane gets it next. About this time, we manage to stop the flow of the incoming zombies for a second, but it's just long enough for Mom to turn, and then Sean has to shoot her in the head.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah, emotional scene.
Yeah. Then the zombies start coming in the back door. Ed's fighting them off, but he gets bit pretty good during the commotion.
Mm-hmm.
Ed and Liz jump over the bar, and in a very ingenious move, light the bar on fire.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's cool. About that,
slows them down a little bit.
Yeah, they don't like fire usually. Ed jumps over the bar. He hasn't turned yet, but he's bleeding out fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we find out that there's a basement to this place, right on the backside of the bar. They kind of crawl down there in the dark, and they're hunkered down, just waiting for either the place to collapse on them in the fire or the zombies to get in and kill them. By the way, Ed's going to turn any second now because he's already bleeding out quick. They're like, okay, well, I don't know. Yeah, there's two bullets left for the Winchester. How about one of you kill me? Or no, I'll kill you and then I'll kill myself. Or how should we do this? I don't want to get bitten to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there contemplating how that's going to work. They've realized that there's like a storm hatch.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like an elevator that goes to street level. I
don't understand that, but okay.
I assume it's an English thing.
Yeah.
Buildings in England have that.
Maybe that's where they bring in deliveries. I don't know.
What's wrong with the front door? I don't know. Seems kind of silly.
I don't know.
Hey, I know it's only 3 feet to get from here to the bar, but could you tunnel under?
Right.
I think that'd be way more convenient if you just tunneled under the street.
Yeah.
What the fuck? All right. Anyway, that's when they realize that they can do that. Ed is going to literally turn into a zombie any second now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, well, Ed, here's a rifle. Here's two bullets. We're going to go ahead and peace out. Love you, man. And and then Ed cuts a juicy fart on him for good measure.
Oh, yeah. And like he did at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, sorry.
No, sorry.
Sorry, Sean.
No, I'm sorry, Sean.
And then they get up to street level, and the zombies are very quickly surrounding them. And then Yvonne shows up with the army, and they shoot all the zombies and kill
them. Yeah.
And that's pretty much the end of your movie, except we get like a little prologue. Or would it be an epilogue? Which one comes after? I think it's a prologue, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think we get a little after-the-fact thing. And I guess it's like a couple months after the zombie apocalypse. And now England has completely recovered, and they have like zombie reality shows. And there's like a Jerry Springer-type show where a lady is still married to her zombie husband,
mm-hmm.
and she keeps him chained up in the bathroom or something.
They still do it somehow.
They say, yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, and we cut back to the same loser apartment, but now it's just Ed and Liz, or not Ed, Sean and Liz living there,
mm-hmm.
and they seem very happy, and Liz is apparently okay being back together with him, and it doesn't look like as big of a shithole.
No, it's cleaner.
Yeah, it's got like a lady's touch to it now. Whereas before, it was just fast food.
Beer rentals. Cans. And
I could tell you some horror stories about the apartments that I've lived in.
Right.
How the hell I got any young lady to have sex with me in those places is beyond me.
It's because you get them drunk before you bring them over.
I'm not admitting to that. I'm not going to admit that. Before I know it, I'm going to catch some allegations, buddy. But, it's much nicer. And she's like, okay, well, what are we going to do today? And he's like, oh, whatever you feel like doing. And she's like, well, let's go shopping, and then we'll have lunch, and then we'll come back, and then we'll go to bed. And he's like, yeah, sounds great. I'm just going to dip out to the tool shed for a bit. And she's like, all right. And that's where we realize that he's got a PS2 set up out there, and Zombie Ed is there just being a zombie, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's the end of your movie there, buddy.
Don't blame me, Ed.
No? Poichi. What'd you think of Shaun of the Dead, man?
Absolutely love it.
I love it, too. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much jump-started the zombity subgenre.
Yes.
There have been some good ones. There have been a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember a movie called Fido?
Oh, yeah. I think about that movie often with his head talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one wasn't too bad.
No, that's a really good one. I like that one.
They have shit like Warm Bodies, Teenage Zombies in Love.
I understand the warm body thing, though.
Ah.
You know, they got to get the ladies involved. Oh, look, they actually have a heart.
Okay, get fucked. No. Zombies do not have emo haircuts and just stagger around complaining about how their parents don't understand them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eat somebody, you fucker. You know, have your eyeball fall out.
Right.
You're too goddamn good looking to be a zombie. I can't take you seriously. Yeah,
right.
I never really thought of Return of the Living Dead as a zombity.
No.
But watching it now,
it could be.
There's many scenes that I get chuckles out of.
Mm-hmm. Evil Deads, of course.
Yeah, but those are more demon
yeah, that's true.
Scout's Guide, my personal favorite. Zombieland, of course.
Yeah. That's my number two, Zombieland.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all over the place, but there's some real shit ones, too. And it's just it just depends on whether or not the humor works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, what was that fucking one that Irma Gersh made us watch? It was vampires, but it was...
oh, gosh, what was that?
Blood on the Highway.
Yes.
Stupid. Yeah. He will fight me all day long, expunging the virtues of Blood on the Highway. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, this is dumb. It's a fucking dumb movie.
Right.
All right. That was Shaun of the Dead. You've seen it, inmates. I know you have. It's a good show.
If not, you better watch this.
Just go watch it. Don't be a dick. Let's take us a little break there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Ooh. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives. Ooh. My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?
Inmates, if you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, my friend.
Yes.
I think it's time for a meat hook.
Three on a meat hook.
You betcha.
This week's meat hook top three zombie killers. There's a lot of characters that have killed zombies over the years in movies. I want to know what the top three in Buddy's mind are, starting with number three, sir.
Number three, I'm going to go with Shaun from Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
And even though it's one of my favorite movies, I'm putting him down below just because he doesn't really kill that many.
Right.
Yeah. But it's hilarious watching him
That's
try.
That's true, yeah. Well, I mean, he's quick on his feet. He's yeah. a good thinker, you know. Like that evasive maneuver trying to get into the Winchester, that's, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know if he killed any of those.
Well, no, clearly not. But he managed to get everybody, he managed to get them all away from the Winchester. Right. So people get inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would like to hang out with Shaun, but maybe not during a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And really, the only reason I want to hang out with him is to feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Because he's a bigger loser than I am.
Right.
Oh, your girlfriend left you? Yeah. Oh, well, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Let's play. Your two loser roommates, they suck. Yeah. Well.
Let's play some games.
Right on. My number three, Carter from the Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Of course.
Not only is he going to build you a fun zombie-killing tool at the hardware store,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to fight off zombie strippers.
No.
With a boner, probably.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to... Well, his sister is hot.
Okay.
So we have that going also. And he's a lot of fun. I'm looking at survivability, plus... Can I hang with this dude for a couple of months if I have to?
Right.
I feel like my chances of surviving with Carter are pretty good. And he's, you know, if I find him like a nudie mag, then he'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm going number three, Carter from Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Okay.
How about number two?
Number two could be a little sketchy on this one, but I'm going with Ash from Evil Dead. Just because, you know, they're zombie-ish.
I'll give it to you. Right on. I mean, that probably is the most sterling example of survivability meets somebody that you want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got a fucking chainsaw hand.
Right.
I can do you better than a chainsaw hand, though, my friend.
What's that, shotgun pecker?
Maybe. Maybe. Sex machine from...
Sex machine.
Dust. Those weren't zombies, though, but...
No.
This guy is kind of a drag, but he's got a smoking hot girlfriend, and I know for sure that I will survive the zombie apocalypse with him, because he has a truck called Dead Reckoning.
Oh. I'm
talking about Simon from Land of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dude. He built the truck. He designed the truck. He can fire fireworks to distract the zombies. That thing can plow through zombies like it's nobody's business, not mm-hmm. to mention the gun turrets, the radar, the communications array on it.
Yeah.
We can live in the truck,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. I'm going with Simon from Land of the Dead.
All right.
I bet we have the same number one.
You think so?
I bet.
Tallahassee.
Yeah, we do have the same number one. I knew it, buddy. I knew it. I thought long and hard about going with Ben from Night of the Living Dead,
mm-hmm.
But he didn't survive the night.
No.
So clearly my survivability, not so good. In fact, none of those guys survived.
No.
So, yeah. Did a great job of keeping him safe for about 6 hours, then started picking fights with people, got himself killed.
Mm-hmm.
But Tallahassee, man.
Oh, man.
He might punch you in the stomach.
Yeah.
In fact, he probably will.
Uh-huh.
He's going to have a laundry list of colorful and somewhat offensive nicknames for you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to steal various vehicles from you and yep. weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But he will get you through the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
And get you to the nearest amusement park.
Right.
So you've got that going for you.
Right.
Tallahassee, man.
Yes, Tallahassee.
I think we are in agreement on that one. We would like to know what your top three zombie killers are. Zombie killer characters, movies, video games, TV shows. I thought about a couple of the dudes from The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
They're just a drag.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out with them. It no. looks miserable.
Yeah, depressing.
All they do is stare at pictures of their dead relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they go off and get killed. And then
right.
fucking fuck. No.
Coral.
Yeah, coral.
Girl.
Coral. Mental Health Hotline, again, is area code 775-387-0275, or you get us on the email, the Padded Room Podcast. Oh, fuck. Mail at Padded Room Podcast. Just go to paddedroompodcast.com. I should write it down is what I should do. Just go to paddedroompodcast.com. You'll see the mail link there. You let us know. In the meantime, I think it's time for us to tell you what movies we got to watch this week in a little segment called What Are You Looking At, Buddy?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm keeping up on my 30 for 30, buddy.
Yeah?
I am. I found this thing on Tubi. I don't know if I'd really call it a movie per se, but it's an hour and a half long. It's the AGFA Horror Trailer Show. And all it's an hour and a half. It's just a... collage of different horror movie trailers from the 70s and 80s.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Okay.
You know? Because it's like not something... I watched it while I was on the treadmill. And okay. It's just, you know, you don't have to be involved in it. But every now and then a trailer would pop up that I hadn't seen. Well, look at that shit. I'm going to have to track that movie down. That's kind of cool. Something to have on in the background. I rewatched Night Swim. From 2024.
Ooh.
This is that Blumhouse thing I brought up earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Saw that at the theater.
It's not a good... I did not care for it.
No?
No. I thought it was pretty bad. It's basically Amityville in a pool.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care for it, man. It was very predictable.
Oh, yeah. Very predictable. I liked it until the very end.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, I know.
You knew it. Exact same thing happened technically not in Amityville, they all got away, but still the idea. And then the family, oh, well, the house is fine, it's just the swimming pool.
Right.
Okay, that's dumb. That's a dumb thing.
Come on.
Just the half bath in the basement, that's the only scary part. The rest of the house is fine.
Right.
What? I got a haunted sink in the upstairs bathroom. What? Get the fuck out of here. I don't know, man. It fits into that Blumhouse PG-13
yes.
thing. You know, why are we doing? Why are we fucking around with it? I know why. It's because we want to make it marketable to kids.
Mm-hmm.
But for us grown-ass men who would like to see a decent horror movie, really dampens it down.
Right.
It takes the whole bite out of it. Not that there would be much of a bite from a haunted swimming pool.
Right.
I just wasn't into it. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did. At the theater, I saw it.
What did you think?
Well, I thought it was all right until the very end.
You didn't care for the ending?
Mm-mm.
Which part?
Well, just the whole, they go to that lady's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And from there on, I lost it completely.
Well, not to spoil anything, but if I'm understanding this correctly, you're basically telling me that it's a wishing well gone bad.
Yeah.
All right, fuck off. Yeah. Fuck right off.
It's like they could have come up with something better.
Yeah, get out of here. I watched that. I watched a movie called Baghead from 2023.
Baghead.
Just hit Shudder. Very reminiscent of a Pet Sematary or a Wakewood kind of a thing.
Hmm.
Basically, there's like a witch in the basement of this old bar who wears a bag on her head. And if you make her the correct offering, she will take the bag off of her head and she will be the person that died that you're trying to get in touch with for 2 minutes.
Weird.
Yeah. It's not a bad show.
Hmm.
Nothing horribly original about it, but some of the visuals were good. Special effects were good. Concept was a little tired, but it was all right, I thought.
Okay.
And lastly, since I went there for What Do You Look or Educating Miss Monica, I revisited Burial Ground from 1981 with that fucking 28-year-old, 9-year-old. Whatever his deal is, man.
Right.
Mommy, you Mommy. Used to let me breastfeed from you all the time. What is wrong?
Yeah.
God, what a cock blocker that
Yeah.
guy. Why would you? Okay, clearly. Now, I'm not. I love that movie. For
right.
all of its cheesiness and idiosyncrasies and just silly fucking zombies. You're clearly taking your girlfriend and a bunch of your other friends to your Italian chalet for a swingers weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm into it.
Right.
Why bring the kid?
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah, he's going to catch a face full of jizz at some point. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Don't bring the kid. Mm-mm. You're going to have to pay for therapy later. Yeah. Or, as was about to happen, he's just going to cock block everybody.
Right.
Which is pretty much what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all I'm looking at this week, buddy. What do you got?
I got to check out one movie, 2016 Shut-In with Naomi Watts.
Saw that last week.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, it's predictable.
You think so?
Yeah.
Honestly, I did not see that twist coming.
You didn't see him, like...
getting up and being...
Yeah.
Like, he's just faking it the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, okay.
I mean... don't judge me, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, you usually don't, so...
No. But, I thought it was good.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was, I mean... I was leaning towards the other kid, the one that ran off into the woods.
Yeah, the younger one.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
All right, on. That's all we're looking at this weekend, mates. How about a little immersion therapy then?
Oh yeah.
Immersion therapy.
What did you think of The Inhabitant, buddy?
Not bad.
That was all right.
Yeah.
I like the concept of the ghost of Lizzie Borden
mm-hmm.
haunting her descendants and making them crazy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those Lizzie Borden movies.
There's a shit ton.
Oh, yeah.
It's like its own subgenre right there.
Yeah.
I think
there's a series, too.
There is, with Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
There's one with Chloe Savini and mm-hmm. Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
They have fun with each other.
Oh, buddy. Don't they?
And you get to see a lot of Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
And I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And seeing a lot.
And this one was like, what, like a distant relative of them or something like that?
Descendant, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I liked it. I liked the main chick. You'll remember her from that recent Hellraiser reboot.
Right. Yeah.
Not an attractive young lady.
No.
Has a very old face.
Yes.
Oksana something or other, I think is her name.
Something. Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's fine. It's a good show, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got for us this week there, buddy?
All right, this week let's check out 2022's Nanny. This is piecing together a new life in New York City while caring for the child of an Upper East Side family. Immigrant nanny, Aisha, is forced to confront a concealed truth that threatens to shatter her precious American dream. And you'll find this gem on Amazon Prime.
Oh, Nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Check that shit out, inmates. We'll do the same. But now you must educate me.
Educating Miss Monica.
First, my clues from last week.
Yeah.
Well, I am on my way to a swingers weekend, buddy.
Hey.
Up in my Italian chalet that I just bought. I brought my new girlfriend. Last minute, she decided to bring her 9-year-old son, who happens to have the face of a 45-year-old. Very odd little man. Everything was going pretty smooth. I was about to get my dick sucked when goddamn zombies started popping out of the ground. And now we have to fight these fuckers off with my maid and my butler. And this kid is really giving me the creeps because mm-hmm. he won't stop making sexual innuendo towards his own mother, which is nasty. I am, of course, Burial Ground from 1981. As far as zombie movies go, Italian zombie movies go, mm-hmm. you could do a lot worse.
Yes.
You could do a lot better, too. But really, the entire appeal of that movie is that weirdo fucking kid.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not a kid. He was actually like 25 when he played that role.
Wow.
Because the Italians had a weird... Well, probably a rightfully in place law about kids doing weird sex scenes in movies. So that's why they
could... So instead of being 21, we'll go 5 years older just in case.
Yeah, you know, let's play it safe there, hey, Sean Carlo. But they really wanted to have that breastfeeding scene in, but they couldn't do that with a child actor. Right. So instead they had to get this creepo...
Man,
and have him just be the creepiest fucking kid ever.
Yeah, well, he nailed it.
And then eventually bite a boobie off.
Yeah.
Pah! How dare you? Who might I be this week, you ask? Good question, buddy. Well, I am a professor of anthropology, and I am studying a number of things, mainly like jungle habitations and things of that nature. It's recently come to my attention that in the Brazilian rainforest, a documentary crew has gone completely missing. That's the bad news. The good news is some of their footage was recovered, and now I'm being paid a handsome amount to go recover the rest of the footage and find out exactly what happened to this documentary crew. Naturally, when you go down there, dude, you got to be respectful of the natives and their traditions and stuff. Because if you fuck around, buddy, you will find out. And you may end up getting your pee-pee cut off.
Ooh.
And possibly eaten. Mm. Not just your pee-pee, you. Your whole, well, the you and the pee-pee both eaten, but separately. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Pee-pee's like an hors d'oeuvre. You're the main course.
Oh.
How many more times am I going to say pee-pee? That's the real question, buddy. Who might I be, you ask? Tune in next week, inmates, and I'll drop some knowledge on you.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I think that's about going to do it for us this week. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah.
Join us next week for It Stains the Sands Red here in Zombie Month.
Yeah.
In the padded room. Like, comment, subscribe wherever you found this podcast. That helps our visibility quite a bit. If you feel like it, head on over to paddedroompodcast.com. We got fucking a Patreon campaign running. You can contribute if you like. We have a whole swag tier system that we'll send to you. Find out anything you need to know about me or Buddy, Three on the Meat Hook, the Terra Dome, fucking show schedules. It's all there. Plus previous shows. We've got almost 13 years of fucking previous shows, buddy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous. I have got to find something better to do with my time. That's all there is to it. In the meantime, inmates, I think that's about it for us. You got anything else, buddy?
No.
For Jason in absentia, zombies, horny bastards that they are, weird-looking kids, Lizzie Borden, God rest her soul, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye, and have a great week. My heels in